Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the second day in a row and the third time in a week, the skies over North America included U.S. fighter jets shooting things down.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada says on his order, a U.S. warplane shut down an unidentified object that was flying high over northern Canada. Trudeau said NORAD Command shot down the object over the Yukon.
The object was flying at an altitude of approximately 40,000 feet, had unlawfully entered Canadian airspace and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Christian Benavides, CBS News.
Not very much related to that. There was a brief stop on flights over parts of Montana tonight, the Pentagon effectively calling that a false alarm. In the meantime, after the Friday shoot down off the coast of Alaska,
the U.S. military is scouring the frozen Arctic for the wreckage, while also searching off the Carolina coast for the payload of a huge Chinese surveillance balloon shot down last week.
We made sure that We were buttoned down and movement was limited and communications were limited.
In an exclusive interview, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told CBS's David Martin all bases where U.S. nuclear forces are located were ordered to cover up as the Chinese airship passed over the United States.
CBS News correspondent Christina Ruffini. Turning now to the aftermath of that catastrophe in Turkey and in Syria, now blamed for more than 28,000 deaths.
6 days after the devastating earthquakes, and the hopes of finding survivors is dwindling by the minute. But rescue workers remain determined to try and save anyone they can.
They painstakingly pick through the rubble, desperately searching for survivors. Then their worst fear. One emergency worker was moderately injured, the rest unharmed. Unimaginable luck in a place with so little.
Reporting from the scene, correspondent MTS Tayyab. Back here, coming up Sunday, America's biggest sports extravaganza.
Super Bowl 57 will mark the first time both teams are led by black quarterbacks. For the Eagles' Jalen Hurts, it's also his first Super Bowl.
I see it as an opportunity to honor everyone that has come before me.
The guys that came before me and Jalen set the stage for this, and now I'm just glad that we can kind of set the stage for guys that are kids that are coming up now.
Jason and Travis Kelce will be the first brothers to play on opposing teams in a Super Bowl.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve at the game site, Glendale, Arizona. And in nearby Phoenix, Brittany Griner attended a golf tournament. That is her second public appearance since her release from a Russian prisoner in a dramatic prisoner swap in December. This is CBS News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 21 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 44 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 25. Upper 30s Monday, turning warmer Tuesday with highs in the mid 40s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 31.
Hey, yeah.
life is slipping from my
Kevy, we are local music. Essential Last Crack from 2002's Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on lead vocals. That is Squeeze It. Before that, Downbeat Dirt Messiah. Downbeat Dirt Messiah from Burning Time back in 1991. Essential Last Crack every Saturday night, 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K filling in for Rocker tonight. Music on the way from Jimmy at the Prom, Rapscallion. We'll do some Joys of Attack and Cold Black River. Right now is Carbellion, brand new music from them. This song is called Bar Fight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Ready for- in space.
Radio. Radio for the people.
I got the facts. I put them in my mouth. I made love with facts. I see shape out in darkness. I would hear.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Jimmy at the Prom from Milwaukee, Made of Wax. Cold Black River before that with Oh My Goodness. Speaking of Oh My Goodness, we got some flashback rock and roll coming up after the break here. Half Past Zero from 2007 and Rathscallion from 2002 is next on Max Inc. Heavy.
CBS News Brief. No word yet on what it was or where it came from. Something shot down by a U.S. pilot way up north in Canada's Yukon.
Canada and the United States will continue to work together through the binational command of NORAD to defend our two nations.
That is Anita Anand. She's Canada's defense minister. No word yet either on what another U.S. pilot shot down near Alaska a day before. More than 28,000 deaths are now blamed on this past week's catastrophic quakes in Turkey and Syria. About relief help, UN aid chief Martin Griffiths says,
the fact that people with great expertise who got here very quickly committed, working day and night to do what's needed, that's remarkable. And I hope that when we launch our appeals for both Turkey and Syria, that we'll get the generous donor response as well.
Coming up in less than a day near Phoenix, a little football game called the Super Bowl.
Nearly 1,000 police from state, local, and federal agencies will be working this game.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleef, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foote.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide.